BBC Surrey with Mark Carter.
First up this hour, five golf clubs in Surrey have been the victims of burglary in the last 5 months. Each golf club has had their trophy cabinets raided. The latest was Tandridge Golf Club just before Christmas. Detective Chief Constable Portia Andrews talked with Julia Moore yesterday about this case.
Okay, well, this happened last Saturday overnight, which was the 22nd of December, so a couple of days before Christmas Eve. Thieves have broken into the Tandridge Golf Club, which is on the Godston Road in Oxted. They forced open a wooden display cabinet, and all of the club's trophies and plates were stolen from in there. A lot of them were engraved with members' names, some of whom are deceased now. So the club are obviously very upset about this, and it's caused quite a lot of distress.
It's going to be quite obvious what these things are if someone tries to sell them on or do something with them. Why would someone steal these?
I mean, yeah, absolutely. They're not going to be of much use to, you know, another golf club or to sell, you know, to somebody else. So I think one of our lines of inquiries is going to be around the rise in value of metal. And maybe melted down at some point. So what I would ask is, if someone is offered these for sale, especially scrap metal dealers or something like that, they're all going to be pretty obvious that they may not have come from the people who are selling them to them. So I would ask people to get in touch with us.
Because they'll have the name Tandridge Golf Club and other things, other identifying marks on them.
Exactly, yeah.
Was everything taken out of this cupboard?
There was over 35 items. We're still trying to compile the exact list, but there was quite a lot in there, and the you know, the cabinet is empty now.
Now, this is actually the fifth burglary of a similar type in the last 5 months. There was Hindhead and Farnham golf clubs were raided, Windlesham Golf Club being burgled, and Laleham Golf Club in Chertsey was burgled in August, and all of these saw display cabinets being raided. Are the police linking them yet?
At this stage of the investigation, we are looking into whether these crimes are linked, because obviously, you know, as you say, they do sound very similar, and they've all taken in place in Surrey, so we are keeping an open mind about that link. It's definitely something that we are looking into.
Now, if someone's suspicious about anything they see or receive, what should they do? Who should they contact?
I would absolutely urge anybody to contact us if they do see them. You can contact Surrey Police on 101, or you can call Crime Stoppers anonymously on 0800 555 111.
DC Portia Andrews from Surrey Police.